with our next guest, John Molinaro, about that, Sportsnet's chief soccer writer. And John, before we get you started, though, we got to hit you up on donuts now because we've been talking about it. What's your go-to donut here on National Donut Day?
You know what? I don't know. I don't really have one.
Yep.
I'll say, well, I probably shouldn't say Boston Cream.
you can say it. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Boston Cream then.
All right, John Molinaro. And I noticed you do tweet out about food as well, so you're one of the guys we had to hit up on this. But, of course,
there you go.
FIFA Women's World Cup kicked off today. France took care of business against Korea. We'll get to that in a second. But, of course, when it comes to soccer in this country, we got to talk about the women's national team, ranked fifth in the world. But is it me, or is it this team seem to be flying under the radar this year at this tournament? Because a lot of the pundits are not picking them necessarily as a favorite.
I don't think it's just you. That's been my impression, too. But I think that works in Canada's favor. Also, the fact that, you know, 4 years ago, there was such great expectations because they were playing on home soil that, you know, everyone was just so emotionally invested in this. Not that Canadian soccer fans aren't invested now, but I think the fact that they are in France at, you know, fairly distant, at a fair distance, and that no one seems to be talking about them, I think they're genuinely being overlooked by media pundits and critics. I think that alleviates a little bit of the pressure, and they can just sort of get on with it and not sort of worry about all the hoopla around them. So I don't necessarily think the lack of focus is a bad thing for them.
What could we expect from this team then in terms of expectations? Is the sky the limit? And what sort of an identity do you think this group has heading into the tournament?
I'll answer the second question first. I think in terms of identity, it's defensively solid side. I mean, they're well organized. I think they've only conceded once in 9 games in 2009. Keisha Buchanan, who plays in France with Lyon, is one of the best center backs in the world, and she's only 23. I think teams are going to struggle to break down, you know, Canada at the back. I think the interesting part is, aside from Christine Sinclair, who is going to provide the goals, you know, because they've relied so much on her before at previous tournaments that I think others have to step up. So to me, that's going to be one of the more pressing issues for Canada. And people like Janine Becky, who has 25 goals, you know, and Adrienne Leon and others have to really sort of, you know, find goals to be another source of offensive output for Canada. I think that's going to be key for how far they go. As far as how far they go, I mean, I think, you know, topping the group with, you know, New Zealand and Cameroon and Holland is doable. You know, how far they go beyond that, it's oftentimes how things kind of play out with the draw and who they get in the next round. I think there's a potential that they could face the U.S. early on, and I think that would be disastrous. So as long as they can kind of stay away from the U.S., then, you know, I don't see why they can't make the quarterfinals and possibly even the semifinals. Winning it would be, I think, possibly a bridge too far. I don't sort of put them in that top tier of favorites, like with the U.S. and France and Germany. I would put Canada in that second tier of teams who, you know, could go on a long run, and, you know, it would be a bit of a surprise if they won.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by John Molinaro, chief soccer writer at Sportsnet.ca. John, of course, you mentioned Christine Sinclair a few seconds ago. All eyes on her this tournament. She can break Abby Wambach's record of 184 goals. She's only 3 back right now. Could this be the moment, A, the final moment that we see her at a major tournament, but also B, that she finally gets her due as being one of the greatest women's soccer players of all time and definitely the best soccer player in our country has ever produced?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's real possibility that she's going to break the record, and it might even be in the group stage. It might be more meaningful if she does it in a knockout sort of game, like it being the round of 16 or the quarterfinals. But I think there's definitely potential there for her to get the 4 goals that she needs to surpass Abby Wambach. And she'd be the top goal scorer in the history of international soccer, not just women's, but men's. I mean, no man has ever scored that many goals. So I appreciate it's an apples to oranges comparison, but that's still a pretty impressive stat. So I think this is going to be a huge moment for her. Now, you know, last tournament or not, she's probably going to play at the Olympic tournament, assuming Canada qualifies next year for the Tokyo Games. But, you know, she's going to turn 36 this month. So in another 4 years, she's going to be 40. You know, that might be pressing it in terms of another World Cup, although you never know with her, just sort of the drive that she has and the way she takes care of herself. I wouldn't bet on her being at the 2023 World Cup, but I wouldn't put it past her either.
Christine Sinclair, of course, is going to get the headlines because she's the one who's scoring the goal. She could break that record. But when we talk about, you know, we like to anoint the next one. Alphonso Davies has already been that on the men's side for the last year or so now. Who is the next one on the Canadian women's team?
Well, I mean, there's any, I mean, if you're talking about like pure goal scorer, then I think it's Jordan Heidema. You know, she's an 18-year-old teenager who just signed with PSG, you know, Paris Saint-Germain, which is one of the top clubs in France. And, you know, she's already got about 21 caps for Canada. She's represented Canada at the youth level. And, you know, there's a real sense that this could be sort of the next breakthrough star for the Canadian national team. And again, she's only 18, so she's got, you know, more than, you know, a decade and a half with the national team to really establish herself. So, and I think she's just an exciting sort of goal scorer and really plays with a level of maturity that sort of belies her age and her inexperience. So I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much playing time she'll get in France, just because, you know, my sense is that, you know, Kenneth Heiner-Muller, the Canadian coach, is going to go with more experienced hands. But I figure she is going to play some role. And, you know, in that limited playing time, if she can sort of, you know, get the odd goal for Canada and really make a difference on the attacking front, then I think that's just going to set her up for future success.
John Molinaro of Sportsnet with us for a few minutes on Sportsnet 650 as we preview the Women's World Cup, which got underway today. France 4-0 winners over South Korea. And we've talked a lot about Canada. Where do the French sit in terms of expectations as the host nation in this tournament? And can you put them up there with, you know, the United States or Germany in terms of countries that are really being considered as teams that could win it all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would put them in that top tier with the U.S. And Germany as one of the leading favorites. You know, they're a very technical side. A lot of their players play with Lyon, who are the women's UEFA Champions League champions. So this is a very talented side. You know, expectations are big in France. I thought I saw a headline with L'Équipe, which is like the big, you know, French sporting daily newspaper. And the headline was, "Let's do it again." The reference being that France won the men's World Cup last year in Russia. So I think there's a lot of pressure on this French side. And, you know, it's a peculiar case because even though it seems like every 4 years we're always talking about the French, they have consistently underperformed at the Women's World Cup. So, you know, perhaps that extra pressure and playing at home will lift them on to the next level. But, you know, I don't read too much into the 4-0 win against South Korea today because South Korea is nowhere near on their level. But I think there's something there about this French side that they're going to finally come good this year. Now, whether that means winning it all or going on a deep run, we'll see. But I expect a lot from the French this time around.
Before we let you go, John, I wanted to get your reaction, of course, on Eden Hazard of Chelsea. He joined Real Madrid today in a fee worth £130 million. So it's not coming cheap. Is Real Madrid really stocking up this summer and going to push Barcelona, you think? And also, where does Chelsea go from here in terms of replacing their star man?
Yeah, I mean, I do think Real is kind of stocking up. You know, they had a very poor domestic season in La Liga, fell, you know, finished way behind Barcelona in the race for the La Liga title. Didn't particularly do well in the Champions League. I thought they were, you know, outplayed by Ajax, who are a much younger side, in the knockout round, and, you know, eliminated them. So there's no doubt that they're in for a retooling. And, you know, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, Hazard coming in. I think they're going to go on a mad spending spree. As far as Chelsea, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is a big loss for them. Maurizio Sarri, their manager, is likely going to join Juventus next week as their new coach. So, you know, it'll all depend on who on Sarri's replacement and who he wants to bring in. And, you know, it's you know, I'm not sure. I think this is really a big blow for Chelsea because Hazard has been, you know, I would argue one of the best players in the Premier League, you know, over the last, you know, 5-8 years, whatever he's been in this since coming to England. He's been such an influential player for them, and to, you know, replace him, you know, it's not easy. So, you know, Chelsea's next move is going to be quite an interesting one.
Absolutely. They've got some money to work with as well, and we'll see what they do in the summer transfer window. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate your chat about the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, guys.
Sportsnet 650.